We're having a party, and now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher at the CIAA.
Oh, Tom Joyner. That's where all the people go that couldn't afford the All-Star Game. Y'all know y'all down there. Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
T-G-I-F. The TJMS is at the CIAA, and I got to hit my contenders list ASAP. Last night, the whole D.C. smelled like patchouli oil and weed, Silver. Well, let's hit these contenders, no blunt intended. Contender number one, Donald Trump, a.k.a. Toupee Fiasco. Why Donald Trump still want to run for president, y'all? That dumb, rich, love wasting his money. Contender number two, Canada, for not letting Chris Brown make any Canadian bacon. Yep, they canceled two of his shows by denying him entry. They don't like the way Chris Brown acts, but the ex-mayor of Toronto smoked crack. Repeatedly, y'all. Contender number three, ex-mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, a.k.a. Fat is the new crack. Contender number four, Dancing with the Stars. When are you going to put Tom Joyner on the show? I mean, come on. Come on. It makes sense. The new cast is cool, but they could have just put Tom on the show. They had Patti LaBelle. Tom is an original member of the Commodores. He can sing. They had Red Foo from LMFAO. Tom's even brighter than Red Foo. And he's from the TJMS. And they have Michael Sam. Tom has so many Man Dance Fridays under his belt, he should get a pass. Plus, they both have bad luck when it comes to football. Contender number four, whoever the bastard was that stole Lupita's $150,000 pearl dress she wore at the Oscars. Bruce, if you're listening, give the dress back. Wait till you finish. Contender number five, John Travolta, for being a creep at the Oscars. When the hell did Vinny Barbarino start looking like he fit the description of a cult leader, Sybil? He looks like an unsub. Y'all see Travolta feel Idina Menzel's face at the Oscars? It was the same way Ray Charles used to check out his groupies. Contender number six was also at the Oscars, Terrence Howard, who had a microphone meltdown while he was presenting. Our next film is amazing. I'm blown away right now myself. Awkward pause. Monkey stole my teleprompter. Where's Cookie, Hakeem, and Jamal? Snack time and lunch. I need a go-gurt. Like a good neighbor. What did the fox say? Contender number seven. Madonna, we fall down. Madonna found out the hard way that cougars can't wear capes at award shows. Especially walking up the steps, y'all. She fell on her back at the Brit Awards. I bet you her ass started using a stair lift from now on, y'all. Next time, Cleveland messed that up. I had a bunky meltdown. Cleveland Fox News anchor Christy Capel, who said she couldn't hear Lady Gaga at the Oscars because of jigaboo music, y'all. She was suspended for 3 days. Three mofo days. So, Sybil, she got suspended a day for each syllable. Jig-a-boo. I guess she would have got 2 days for using the N-word. She said she didn't know what it was. I bet you the brother who was co-hosting with that pinstripe suit and that red shirt and tie and handkerchief knew. He knew. Wayne Duff. You know the one who sat there like he was a ventriloquist. Gianna Rancid and E. Holtz, who says Zendaya hair smell like patchouli oil and weed. Y'all, Christy Campbell, y'all are the Bammers of the week. Standing ovation to us tonight in Baton Rouge, y'all, at the River Center. Some more Earthquake, Bruce, and Arnaz. Yay! Woo! Yeah.